From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia seeks to protect its aircraft over Syria. Russia has sent a missile defense system to Latakia, Syria, in a move to protect its warplanes operating in airspace over the country. The deployment follows the downing of a Russian bomber by Turkish warplanes after Ankara claimed it violated its airspace and ignored warnings. One of two Russian crew members was killed. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in Moscow Wednesday, Turkey's downing of the warplane looks like a pre-planned provocation, insisting Moscow, however, is not going to war with Turkey. Turkey's president defended the action, but indicated he doesn't want any escalation of tensions. Pope Francis told an interfaith meeting of Christians and Muslims in Nairobi Thursday, an interreligious dialogue is essential and violence and hate in the name of God is unjustified. It's the second day of his landmark visit to the continent, which includes a mass. He was welcomed after his arrival at President Uhuru Kenyatta's official residence, State House, Wednesday.
Your Holiness, we are honored, humbled, and privileged that you have chosen to begin your apostolic voyage to Africa right here in Kenya.
The Pope spoke of the need for reconciliation, his concerns over the effects of poverty and corruption, and the need to protect the environment.
We have a responsibility to pass on the beauty of nature and its integrity to the future generations, and an obligation to exercise a just stewardship of the gifts we have received.
On Friday, the Pope visits a Nairobi slum. He's scheduled to make a visit to a shrine in Uganda and visit a mosque and refugee camp in the Central African Republic as he completes his mission to Africa on Sunday. This is VOA News. In remarks Wednesday ahead of Thursday's National Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama sought to reassure Americans on the threat of terrorism.
We know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. So as Americans travel this weekend to be with their loved ones, I want them to know that our counterterrorism, intelligence, homeland security, and law enforcement professionals at every level are working overtime. They are continually monitoring threats at home and abroad.
Meanwhile, France, already on alert following the November 13 Paris attacks, announced Wednesday it would deploy even more security personnel for the upcoming global climate conference. Belgium's capital, Brussels, remains on a high state of alert through at least Monday as authorities there continue a search for suspects connected to the Paris attacks. The UN Special Envoy for the Sahel, Hirut Selassie, warned the Security Council Wednesday, millions of young people in the region have bleak futures, and that'll push many to migrate and make them vulnerable to radical recruitment efforts.
It's very alarming that youth and women in the Sahel, who constitute a vast majority of the population, are the targets of recruitment into radical movements. Up to 41 million youth under 25 years of age in Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger alone face hopelessness and are at risk of radicalization or migration.
She said drug traffickers there are increasingly working with terror groups, paying them to let them pass safely through areas they control and providing a source of funding for extremists. She called for international efforts to attack the sources of the Sahel's poverty, improve education and employment opportunities. The Islamic State group says it claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard that killed at least 12 in the capital, Tunis. The Interior Ministry said Wednesday the attack was carried out using a backpack or suicide vest. Tunisia, meanwhile, has announced it's closing its land border with Libya for 15 days to guard against further attacks. Authorities believe thousands of Tunisians have traveled to Libya, Iraq, and Syria to fight alongside Islamic extremists. Venezuelan opposition leader Luis Manuel Diaz of the Democratic Action Party was shot to death during a campaign rally Wednesday ahead of next week's congressional elections. The December 6th ballot is seen as crucial to the ruling socialists of President Nicolas Maduro, who faces a severe election challenge amid difficult economic problems. Ukraine has closed its airspace to all Russian planes and stopped buying Russian natural gas after exporter Gazprom announced it would halt deliveries to the country. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Wednesday banning flights is an issue of national security. Tensions between the two have escalated since Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.